Okay, so we are on here with athletic director of the Livingston Academy Wildcats, Bruce Lamb. Now, Coach Lamb, I know you're entering your 12th season as a head football coach there, but how many years does this make for you as athletic director at Livingston Academy?
Well, I really don't know. probably five or six, something like that. I really, really can't think of when I started doing this, but I've always had a passion for it to be a part of the administrative part of athletics, and it's been a while.
Needless to say, this has probably been the most crazy 6 to 8 months of most people's lives, especially for you and as an athletic director. So kind of March 14th, 16th in that area was when everything got shut down. So just take us through that timeline there at Livingston of what it was like when they shut down stuff at the state championships all the way up until now.
Well, you know, it was just a lot of confusion more than it was anything, and not knowing what was going to happen and what was going on. And when they made that decision to shut everything down, you know, you just felt bad for those seniors that were going to get to play baseball and softball and track, and you know, it was very sad to see them not get to play their final year, and you know, and when we had our seniors not get to go to prom and graduation, you know, had to push it back. It was sad. It was a sad time.
One of the first things I want to talk about is capacity for sporting events, for fall events. I mean, what does that look like for you guys? Is it still fluid? I mean, I know everything right now is fluid, but where do we stand right now?
Well, I just asked that with question with one of our assistant principals, and you know, we were talking about capacity, and I talked with Westmoreland's athletic director, who we play first game in football next week, and you know, they're going to 50% capacity, and you know, we haven't actually got up and looked at our stands in the football stadium, but we're getting ready to do that this week, and see how many we can fit in there and make everybody safe. And so, you know, it's going to be totally different. You know, you probably have to pre-sell tickets, and we're wanting to do some live streams and where people can get on and watch the games. And it's kind of crazy. You know, it's something that none of us have ever been through before. And so it's just everything is new that comes up, and you think you got everything correct, and then something else comes up. And so it's just a very trying time right now for everybody.
I had a great question asked to me the other day by somebody who asked, you know, if they're going to let them play football, are they going to let the cheerleaders and the band in the stands and for them to, you know, get to do what they've practiced and worked for their whole life? And my answer was, like a lot of people have had to have answers over this time, is I really don't know. So where does Livingston Academy stand on the cheerleaders and band?
Well, they will be there. You know, Lord willing, we'll all be there, but you know, we will. You know, we're going to have an extra set of stands put down in the end zone for our band, so they won't be sitting up in the stands with the parents and student section and all that. You know, we have to separate everybody, so we're going to put them separate down in the end zone, their own little stands down there, and the cheerleaders. I've talked to the cheerleading coach. I think she wants to cheer from the back of the end zone. So we're all still there. I mean, this football game is just not for football players. It's for everybody. Everybody practices for that one game. And, you know, we want everybody to come out and show what they've worked on over the last few months.